In the times we're in right now, a lot of people are getting into what I call a complacency coma. A complacency coma where they're going through their daily life, they're doing what they do, and they're just settling. And it's this thing that I teach inside of our mastermind where it's about the slippery slope. You know, you in psychology, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I actually majored in psychology in college, other than baseball. Baseball is actually what I majored in. And then at the end of it, they were like, you should major in psychology. I was like, I love psychology. But in psychology, there's two very big frames, I guess you could call them, contexts. One is this thing called the foot in the door technique, and the other one's called the at least technique. Well, what a lot of people are doing inside their complacency coma right now is they do this at least technique and this foot in the door technique. Foot in the door technique meaning society says, you know, this is how it is. And you're like, okay, well, I guess I could deal with that. And then they say, this is how it is. And that, okay. And it's basically death by a thousand concessions, where you start to live this new normal that you've just accepted a little bit, accepted a little bit, accepted a little bit, until you wake up and go, where the hell am I? I did not sign up for this inside my life. And what I want you to know is, you don't have to fall into that complacency coma. That complacency coma makes standards go down. It makes the dreams and goals, well, okay, maybe I can't make $100,000 a month, but maybe I can make 80, or maybe I can make 50. You know what? 10 would be great. And it's just down, 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 back to where you are now. Or maybe you're possibly even sliding back. And what I would say is, the reason I'm making this training for you is that I want you to snap out of it if you're in it and realize you can still have the things that you want inside your life. Don't buy into other people's narratives. Don't buy into your current circumstances as if it's your actual reality for the rest of your life. You've got these dreams, you've got these goals. I don't want you to have your dreams and future goals predicated on your current circumstances. And I know that can be tough, because when you look around, there's other people that have certain beliefs. You have to do it this way, and society's molding. You don't have to do that. This is your life. You get one life, my friend. You get one, and you've heard this a million times. But it's, and the problem with that is it's so cliche that sometimes we don't realize it. We just hear it and we're numb to it. But I'm sorry, my friend, you will die one day. You will. You get one life. And what I'm going to say is, live it. Go after what you want. Because here's, and I'm going to give you the punchline here, because I'm trying to keep these audios short for you. You can pretty much have whatever you want. Maybe not in the time that you want it, but you can pretty much have whatever you want. So my friend, are you in a complacency coma, or could you be doing more than you're doing right now? Do you need to get motivated? Do you need to get inspired? Do you need to get around some other people that would pull you out of that coma? Now look, if you are in a complacency coma, don't make yourself wrong. I've been there before myself. You just need something to shake you up a little bit, get you inspired, get you on a new habit, get you on a new routine, maybe get you a new strategy. And then you're off and running, okay? It could be something as simple as buying some gym shoes so that you start working out again. I don't know what it is for you, my friend, but let this be a wake-up call. You got one life. Go live it.